It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne, and it turned into a joyous Easter for Richard Phillips. He's the cargo ship captain who was held captive by Somali pirates for 5 days off the east coast of Africa. In a dramatic rescue, U.S. Navy snipers yesterday shot dead 3 pirates who were holding the captain at gunpoint in a lifeboat. A 4th pirate surrendered. Phillips is now safe aboard a U.S. warship preparing to return to his family in Vermont. NPR's Tom Bowman has the story.
The beginning of the end for the pirates came soon after negotiations broke down. One of the Somali pirates was aboard the American destroyer, the USS Bainbridge, in talks with naval officers. The pirates demanded money or threatened to kill Phillips. The officers told them ransom money was not possible.
If you explain to them that there aren't many good options by not giving up and giving us the captain back.
Vice Admiral Bill Gortney commands naval forces in the region. He briefed reporters Sunday from Bahrain. Gortney says the situation with the pirates soon deteriorated.
It got heated, and the on-scene commander interpreted hostile intent by the pirates.
Hostile intent from the 3 other pirates. They were just 90 feet away, inside a covered lifeboat being towed by the destroyer during the negotiations. The lifeboat was bouncing in the wake of the increasingly choppy seas.
The pirates were armed with AK-47s and small-caliber pistols, and they were pointing the AK-47 at the captain.
Gortney says the White House gave what he calls very clear guidance. Take lethal action if Phillips' life is in danger. Gortney says that moment was approaching.
The on-scene commander saw that the weapon was aimed at him and took it that pirate was getting ready to use that weapon.
Navy SEAL commandos, armed with high-powered rifles, watched closely from the rear of the Bainbridge. Gortney says they could see the pirates in the lifeboat pop their heads up.
The snipers positioned on the fantail of the Bainbridge observed one of the pirates in the pilot house and 2 pirates with their head and shoulders exposed.
The SEALs took careful aim at their targets and fired. All 3 pirates were dead. Some of the SEALs slid down the tow rope to the lifeboat. Others pulled alongside in their own inflatable boat. Phillips, a 53-year-old longtime seaman, was pulled aboard the Bainbridge unharmed. His family says a chocolate Easter egg is waiting for him at home in Vermont.
We are working the transport to get Captain Phillips home to his family as quickly as possible.
Phillips was praised as a hero by his shipmates. 5 days ago, pirates came aboard his ship, the Maersk, Alabama, and demanded ransom. The crew refused to cooperate. They disabled the ship and held one of the 4 pirates. Suddenly, the pirates grabbed Phillips. He agreed to leave with them in the ship's lifeboat. The rest of the crew were able to sail away in the cargo ship once the Navy arrived. On Friday, 3 days into his ordeal, Phillips jumped from the lifeboat at midnight. The pirates shot at him, then swam after him, pulling him back to the boat. During the past year, there have been dozens of commercial ships grabbed by pirates for ransom in the waters that stretch from the Gulf of Aden to the coast of Somalia. This is the first time a U.S. flagged ship and American crew were attacked, and that brought a response from the U.S. Navy. Crews normally cooperate. Companies usually pay millions of dollars to pirates for the safe return of cargo and crew. There is rarely bloodshed. Now Gortney says this rescue ending in the death of 3 pirates may signal a new, more brutal phase in the piracy.
This could escalate violence in this part of the world. No question about it.
Now there is at least an escalation in American naval power. The top American commander in the region, General David Petraeus, has ordered more warships to the waters off Somalia, now the center of pirate activity. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.